Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Courtney Cox from Carbon Recreation and Event Center. Courtney, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be back.
It's a fun-filled time of the year for Carbon County. I mean, events are finally getting underway. We're out of the winter and into the spring. Mm-hmm. Things are starting to warm up, and along with that, a lot of excitement. And I think the first one I want to touch on is you guys have the Easter egg hunt coming up, your annual Easter egg hunt coming up on April 12th.
Right. That's going to be at noon at our softball complex. And one exciting thing that we're adding to the Easter egg hunt this year is an adaptive area for people of any age with special needs. We're going to have an area just for them that they'll be able to join in and experience the Easter fun.
You know, I always love when organizations get out and they add those adaptive areas. It helps include so many more people in
Absolutely.
Our community. So I really like what you guys are doing with that.
Thank you.
And again, coming up on April 12th, do you want anyone to register for that? Or is this more of a show up as you are event?
This is a show up as you are event. The only requirement would be like an Easter egg basket or a bag, because otherwise it's going to be really hard to grab those eggs. So
true. Now you can only fit about two in your hand before
yeah,
they start
exactly.
popping open.
Right.
So it's good to have a bag or a basket.
Yep. That's the only thing we recommend.
And then along with that, we have registration opening up for several youth sports across the county. And the
yeah,
first
we're
one
moving outside.
It's nice. The weather finally warming up. The snow hopefully won't come back. But, of course, it's Utah. We never know what we're going to get. But, yeah, spring soccer coming up. Registration closes on April 6th. Let's talk about soccer for a second.
Yeah, so that's going to get started on April 22nd. And as you said, the registration deadline is April 6th. This is for pre-K to 6th grade. It's going to be a four-week program. There's eight nights total. We'll have Tuesdays and Thursday evenings that will be set aside for soccer. This is really a great time for them to play the game, learn fundamentals, and learn to love the sport.
And it feels like soccer is one of those sports that has really swept across Carbon County and really taken over. I mean, you look at the Carbon High boys team right now, they're unstoppable, and it all starts with these youth programs. So exciting to see that getting started again. And another Carbon County staple, of course, is baseball. And Junior B's getting started up. Their registration closes on April 30th.
Yes, this is another one of our big sports. This, and I would say Junior Jazz are probably two of our biggest, but Junior B's is getting ready to get underway. It's T-ball for ages 3 to 5 years old and coach pitch for 6 to 8 years old. Games are going to be played on Thursday evenings at the Carbon Event and Recreation Complex softball fields. As you said, the registration deadline is April 30th. And so if they want to jump online, they can visit carbonrec.com and get registered.
And you know, these are the level of youth sports where it's some of the most fun to watch, especially T-ball, coach pitch. It's just, there's something about it that makes the game feel pure, you know?
I love it. And I love that our sports leagues are for everybody. You know, every kid who wants to play is going to have an opportunity to play. They're going to be put on a team. They're going to have a great time. And so we love that it truly is for everybody in the community.
You know, I love that about it too. It's just, there's something special about getting the whole community involved, and you guys do that with everything you do. So a big shout out to you guys there.
Thank you.
More registration open up too. We'll move over to the fair side of things, because Battle of the Bands is coming back this year.
It is. It was great last year. I don't know if you were able to make it, but we had four absolutely top-notch bands that played in our Battle of the Bands, and they all sounded so different. We had classic rock covers. We had like really heavy metal. We had, you know, country music, and it was enjoyable. The whole crowd, I mean, they filled the bleachers. They were around the stage, and they just had a good time. So yes, that is back for year number two. The registrations are open. So if we have any local bands that would like to jump on and compete, there is a registration fee, which is refundable when you show up day of. Plus, we'll actually pay you a performance fee when you show up and play. And then you have the possibility to open the Helper Arts Festival and win an even bigger prize.
I love Battle of the Bands. It's some of the most exciting music you're going to get, because you never know what band's going to come up next. Like you said, classic rock, modern pop, heavy metal. It really does cover it all.
Absolutely, it does. It was great last year. I'm excited for round two.
And then down at the Recreation Center, again, you guys are getting closer and closer to opening up the motocross track, and that's got to be exciting.
Oh, we have people that are calling all the time. They've been calling all through the year, but we've got some great projects going on out there right now, so it's not quite ready to be open yet. We actually, we received a grant, so we're able to make some improvements on that property right there. So if you drive out there right now, you're going to see our road department hard at work bringing in gravel this week, but we're in preparation for the desert race that is going to be held on April 4th. And following that desert race on, we're anticipating around the 8th so that we have an extra day to groom after this event. But April 8th, we're anticipating being open to the public. And, you know, our maintenance crews were really hard at work over the winter also, adding more organic material to the track. And just, we're hopeful that it's going to be an even better riding experience than it already is.
Now, let's talk about that grant for a second, because I remember the commission meeting you presented at about this grant. So what improvements are you looking to make on the track with this money?
So the track itself probably won't see anything from the grant at this time. What it is we're improving the parking area. So instead of being dirt and tumbleweeds, it is now going to be all smoothed and graveled, not leveled, because it is on a little bit of a hill. We are looking to add a pavilion, a covered pavilion. So we'll have some seating out there. We're going to be improving the speaker system and the PA system out there, and doing a couple of things through the summer just to step up the whole experience for people.
And, you know, it was already a great experience beforehand. Now it's going to take it to that next level. So that's good to see you guys continually working to improve the facilities there.
Thank you.
Some places you see them start falling apart, getting a little dilapidated. That's just not the case here. You guys are constantly striving and improving those facilities. So, again, big shout out to you there.
Thank you.
I think a good thing to close us out on was last time we had you on, we were talking about the Black Diamond Rodeo coming back.
It is back.
You guys had the opportunity to go and watch another professional rodeo to kind of see the behind the scenes, how it runs. So what was that like for you?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? That was such a great experience for me and my rodeo committee. So we actually went up to Vernal the weekend before last, and we went to the Marvelous Extreme Bull Madness event. This is hosted by the stock contractor that will be working with us for the Black Diamond Rodeo. And it's an extreme bull riding event, but we got to have all access to this event through the weekend. So we got to see their planning and their preparation, and got so many good ideas, made so many good contacts. Hopefully some of those things, if we can't bring them in this year to the rodeo, you'll see them in years to come in the rodeo. But it just makes me that much more excited for what this is going to be here in our community. It's going to be great. It's going to be such an exciting event.
You know, it's been on my mind the last 2 weeks. I'm so excited for this event to come back to Carbon County. And of course, this wouldn't be possible without sponsors. And there was a few we were talking beforehand you wanted to highlight right now.
Yeah, so R Plus Energies, Castleview Hospital and USU Eastern right now are our top three contributors. And so we're still looking for sponsorships. If people are interested, they can reach out to me, and they can call 636-3720 to get in touch with me. But this is going to be such a phenomenal event. I'm so excited to be able to bring this back to the community. You know, it's legendary here in Carbon County. So it is.
I'm so excited to see this come back. So again, I'm happy with all the work you're doing. I know the community is supporting you behind this because they want to see this rodeo return too. Now, Courtney, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, just I guess, you know, come check out the recreation this year. Come see everything that we're up to. We have so much coming this summer. We have so much going on throughout the year. There's always something happening at the recreation and the event center. So,
you know, people who say there's nothing happening in Carbon County obviously haven't checked down at the recreation
center. They haven't seen my
schedule.
Yeah.
Well, Courtney, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Courtney Cox with Carbon Recreation. We were talking about upcoming events for the Recreation and Event Center. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.